This is Story Time. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are set to debate Tuesday night, 5 weeks ahead of the November 3rd election. It will be the first of three debates over the next month. The event, held in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, comes as Biden has maintained about a 7 percentage point advantage for weeks over Mr. Trump in national polls. But the race is closer in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could once again lose the popular vote, as he did in 2016 against Hillary Clinton, and still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. There are estimates that 100 million Americans will watch the debate on television or live stream. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. Lamenting what he called an agonizing milestone, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the world to overcome the challenge presented by the pandemic and to learn from past mistakes made at the outset. Responsible leadership matters, he said. Science matters, cooperation matters, and misinformation kills. COVID-19 is a disease caused by the coronavirus, which is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. As the pandemic reached the grim milestone, a World Health Organization official said the actual toll is probably higher. The 1 million fatalities are among the more than 33.2 million people around the world who've been sickened by the disease, and there are growing signs that many nations are about to experience a second wave of the outbreak, especially the United States, which leads the world with more than 7 million cases. This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan traded accusations Tuesday of firing on each other across a shared border. It's the latest sign of a conflict over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh that is threatening to erupt into war. Both countries reported firing to the west of the region, where intense fighting broke out Sunday between ethnic Armenian and Azeri forces, killing dozens of people and wounding hundreds of others. Speaking on Russian state television, Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev and Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan both rejected the possibility of talks, despite urgent appeals from Russia and the United States to end the violence. The United Nations Security Council was expected to discuss the escalating fighting in the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh sometime Tuesday. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to both Aliyev and Pashinyan and called for an immediate stop to the fighting, a de-escalation of tension, and a return to meaningful negotiations without preconditions or delay. Israel and the United Arab Emirates hailed their new peace agreement Tuesday during remarks at the final day of the UN General Assembly. They said it would increase the chances of resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. UAE Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in a recorded statement, said, "We hope that this peace accord will provide the opportunity for the Palestinians and the Israelis to re-engage in negotiations to achieve peace." He reiterated his country's commitment to a two-state solution for the decades-old conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Palestinian leadership of effectively wielding what he called a veto on peace for years between his nation and other Arab countries, with what he characterized as unrealistic demands, including that Israel withdraw to pre-1967 borders or that descendants of Palestinian refugees be allowed to settle in Israel. Netanyahu said these demands, along with many others, in his words, are complete non-starters for any responsible Israeli government. He praised U.S. President Donald Trump for choosing a path that he said was anchored in reality, and said now that two Arab states, the UAE and Bahrain, have made peace with Israel, others will follow. Women demanding that Mexico legalize abortion nationwide clashed with police in the capital, Mexico City, on Monday. Police fired tear gas at groups of protesters, some of whom reportedly threw projectiles, including bottles. The government said nearly a dozen police were injured in the melee. Protesters said they were victims of police brutality. The demonstration in the mostly Catholic country came on International Safe Abortion Day. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.